So let's talk about what's going on here in Ohio so far as, you know, is air pollution improving or is it getting worse?
The great news is that air pollution is improving in Ohio. And you can thank some of the steps that have been taken to clean up power plants and to clean up diesel exhaust and diesel emissions as a part of that. I think there's big national problems that have been blowing into Ohio and have actually reduced a lot of the pollution that was created in Ohio as well.
You said something was blowing into Ohio from another state then?
Absolutely. One of the things we've learned is, of course, that air knows no boundaries. And polluted air from power plants that are out of state have been blowing into Ohio, just as air pollution from power plants in Ohio have been blowing into other states, have had things like diesel exhaust and other emissions. And so it's great when we can reduce the sources because that cleans up pollution across the country. And we're seeing that Ohio is benefiting from a lot of the reductions.
Ohioans, though, are among the people that have to suffer, though, with unhealthy air. They're considered in the group of 4 out of 10 Americans who do have unhealthy air, though, to breathe.
Absolutely. Franklin County got an F for ozone pollution. And even though, as I said, we've seen less ozone over this period of the report compared to the previous ones, it's still unhealthy levels. That's too many days when air is polluted enough with ozone that it can cause asthma attacks, can send kids to the emergency room, can even shorten life at the levels we're talking about. So it's a serious risk. And the good news is that we are cleaning up. The problem is, and the reality is that we are using an evaluation tool, a standard to evaluate air quality that's really out of date. We're using the same one EPA uses. And that means that the F that Franklin County gets is actually worse than we're showing because we're using the adopted standard and the standard needs to be strengthened. And that's one of the measures that we're talking about with this report is that we know there's polluted air across the country, but the public needs to understand that it's more polluted than we think it is, than we're talking about it, than we officially acknowledge that it is as a nation.
So what is the standard then right now?
The standard is set, and this gets very technical, at 75 parts per billion. It's a concentration, and it really needs to be much stronger. That's a standard that was set in 2008, and we and other groups, other medical and professional health groups, had argued for a stronger standard then, and the EPA is currently considering that, and we're pushing the EPA and the president to adopt an even stronger standard. Columbus is ranked 43rd most polluted for ozone. Still gets an F, but it's much less polluted in that way than Los Angeles is. But that allows us to come up with a number that we can draw comparisons between and see how the improvements are going from year to year. And what we're seeing is that Franklin County used to have, on average, 30 days of unhealthy air a year. In other words, a month worth of days that were in the unhealthy level range or, you know, maybe had some of those days that were in the very unhealthy or some other range, but unhealthy levels of air pollution. And now, using that same methodology, we go and find that there's only 7.2 days a year. So it's a terrific improvement. I mean, one of the great things about having done this report for 16 years is we can see the tremendous improvement the nation has made in cleaning up air quality.
Thanks for joining me. We've been talking with Janice Nolan, Assistant Vice President of National Policy at the American Lung Association.
Thank you.